Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
From the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of WFAN here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street, a Merry Christmas to all. Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. And no, you are not listening to me on the Odyssey app for free on the rewind function. This is me live in person as I was here last night from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., then back in the studio today. We will take you all the way to 1230. Rami Lavi along the other way. 888-808-1019 is the number to jump on in. You can get at me on social media, Twitter, where I'm always, at the good old cesspool of Twitter. On Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, at Zach Gelb, Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B, or on TikTok, at The Zach Gelb Show. Paul Schwartz going to join us coming up at 11 a.m. We will talk about the Giants, but let's start with both local football teams. And there was an article in the Baltimore Sun, and it's highlighting a rift and a crossroads that the Baltimore Ravens are at with Lamar Jackson. Mike Preston, who's covered the Baltimore Ravens for a long time, he's in the Baltimore Sun. It says Ravens, Lamar Jackson are at a crossroads. So when you're at a crossroads, you either got to pick the head coach in this regards, or you got to pick the quarterback. 9.9 times out of 10, the organization usually picks the player over the coach. But you consider today, as right, a lot of people are waking up and they're going under the Christmas tree. And let's be real, the Jets and Giants have provided nothing under the Christmas tree this year. So you're trying to make a wish list. You're trying to get a gift for next year that could instantly change the Jets or the Giants. And don't tell me it can't change overnight. We've seen the Patriots go from the outhouse to the penthouse in one season. We've seen the Texans go to the outhouse to the penthouse in one season. I know it's not working this year, but the Washington Commanders, they were one of the worst organizations in the NFL. They get Jaden Daniels, boom, they're in an NFC championship game. You could change in the NFL overnight. The Jaguars weren't a good destination last year. The Jaguars weren't a good job. Now the Jaguars are one of the better teams in the NFL. The Bears have been a rotating door of jokes with the quarterback and the QB position with the head coach, and none of it has ever worked in Chicago. And now they get Ben Johnson. They get more out of Caleb Williams, and boom, the Bears could be the number one overall seed when the NFC starts their postseason run coming up in 2 weeks. So don't sit there and tell me, even though the Jets have the longest playoff drought in the NFL right now, the Giants have been one big fat disgrace, one big fat joke since the last decade or so. But it can change. And Jets fans deserve better. Giants fans deserve better. But when you have a rift right now between the Ravens and Lamar Jackson, I sit there and I say as a New York radio host, maybe Lamar Jackson could be had for the Jets. Maybe John Harbaugh could be had for the Giants. And quite frankly, if you would have called me up at 888-808-1019, let's say 3-4 weeks ago, and you would say, hey, Zach, I think the Jets, with their 5 first-round picks that they have over the next 2 years, can find a way to orchestrate and pull off a trade for Lamar Jackson this offseason, I would be saying to you, what are you smoking? I would have never entertained it. I would have never even processed it. I would have never even given you 2 seconds to make your claim on the radio. I wouldn't have. But now as I sit here and you look at 2 years left on Lamar Jackson's deal and you go into the details of the article where they move their practice schedule into the afternoon because of Lamar Jackson, Lamar gets preferential treatment, Lamar's playing video games late at night when he should be taking more care of his body, Lamar falling asleep in meetings, and then this quote from Preston, when you criticize Lamar, he shuts down. Once the Ravens become critical of Jackson, he becomes more withdrawn. It's a shame because Jackson isn't a mean-spirited person, just an overgrown kid in an adult's body. Like, those are the things that are written in the article. And some people may say, all right, preferential players get preferential treatment. Move on. Nothing to see here. Nothing to entertain. But I could look at this, and I could say, the Jets have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years. Lamar Jackson could be upset with the organization. The organization could be upset with him. Could you get Lamar Jackson? Does Darren Mooji even pick up the phone this offseason, call DeCosta and say, hey, I'll give you 2 first-round picks and then something else to go get Lamar Jackson? And you may be sitting there and saying, Zach, why would the Ravens do it? I'll tell you why the Ravens are going to do it, or why they could potentially entertain it. It's because Lamar is 28. And I know 28's not old, 28's still in your prime, but Lamar has gone through a lot of injuries. Just the other night when he got hurt again, you're looking at Lamar and you're not seeing that explosiveness. You're not seeing him run the ball because of this hamstring injury. And even though Lamar Jackson is a 2-time MVP, he's a top 3, top 5 quarterback in the NFL, what have you won with Lamar? Like, look at the Mets. Look what the Mets just did. Whether you like David Stearns or not, that's irrelevant. But in this conversation, he looked at this core with Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, Brandon Nimmo, and he said, guys, this core's been here for a while. This core hasn't won anything. This core's best success was a 100-something win season in the regular season where they choked it down the stretch, or 2 years ago when they went to the NLCS. So he said goodbye to Pete this offseason. He said goodbye to Jeff McNeil. He said goodbye to Brandon Nimmo. He said goodbye to Edwin Diaz. And I get it. Lamar Jackson is a better player than Pete Alonso is. Lamar Jackson's a better player than Edwin Diaz is. Obviously, Lamar is better than Brandon Nimmo and Jeff McNeil, but that's a 2-time MVP. The Mets, those guys had success with those players, and the Mets said, let's try something else. So could the Ravens potentially enter a world with 2 years left on the contract where they maybe don't believe in Lamar's health anymore? They're sitting there and they're saying, we've never been able to beat Kansas City in a big spot. We were number 1 overall seed. We had a home game at M&T Bank Stadium, a game that I was at. And Patrick Mahomes told me after the game that his offense had nothing that day. And they just knew they had to manage the game because of how great the Chiefs' defense was playing. And Lamar and company couldn't crack the code. So you look at this and you see this run with Lamar. What has he really got you in Baltimore? 2 MVPs. That's fun. That's sensational. We would love to be here in New York with the Jets and the Giants having a quarterback that has 2 MVPs. But with the Baltimore Ravens, they've had this guy. They pay him a lot of money. He's an unbelievable. He's a great quarterback. You wonder how long he's going to be able to last in this league. But this is a guy that has been there for a while, has had opportunities to go win, and hasn't been able to beat the Chiefs. And then also, oh yeah, by the way, hasn't been able to beat the Bills. They played the Bills twice in the postseason. He had that pick six before he got the concussion.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Question to Taron Johnson. And then the last go around, we know what happened with Mark Andrews dropping that football on the 2-point conversion. So could the Ravens maybe look at that, and could the Ravens maybe say, we don't want to give him another contract when his contract's up in 2 years. We don't want to go have to fork over another 5 years, and God knows what the money's going to be, what, $60, $65 million a year. And maybe they say, let's get rid of this now because we don't think he's going to be great in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and we'll get some draft assets from the Jets, and then we could start to retool this organization. Could that be a possibility? I think it's on the table. Am I going to sit here and am I going to tell you that there's a great percentage of chance that the New York Jets are going to land Lamar Jackson? No, I'm not. And I go back to 2023. Lamar Jackson was on a non-exclusive franchise tag. Lamar Jackson was there for any team. They had to make him an offer. He could have accepted the offer. And then if the Ravens would have refuted the offer and would have rejected the offer, then he would be going right back to the new team. If they rejected the offer, the Ravens, and all that would be going back to Baltimore would be 2 first-round picks. So that's the thing, that you look at this and you say, well, if no one did it in 2023, when he was there and all it was going to cost was a big, fat, lucrative contract and 2 first-round picks, our team's going to do it now. Well, I think desperate teams do desperate things. And it's not as if you're trading for a 38-year-old quarterback that's washed up. You're trading for a guy, whether you don't, you know, I think Lamar's great. Some people just think, okay, he's very good. The guy's a 2-time MVP. He would be instantly better than any quarterback that's been in this town in the last 15 years. He would instantly be better. I'm talking about for the Giants and the Jets. So you look at this, if he potentially goes and he's available for a trade, the Jets, when they have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years, they would be absolute fools to not give Lamar Jackson a contract and at least offer a bare minimum 2 first-round picks for Lamar Jackson. With that being said, are the Ravens really going to make the deal? If you're the Ravens, you got a 2-time MVP, and quarterbacks are so tough to find in this league, do you really want to go in this world where, even though you replaced Joe Flacco and you upgraded the quarterback position, even though you haven't won a Super Bowl with him and you won a Super Bowl with Joe, do you really want to enter that world where you're going to be the team that trades away a quarterback who's going to be 29 and then hope one of those 2 first-round picks that you get out amount to being your next franchise quarterback? Do you want to do that? Like, if I was running the Ravens, I would say, guys, we're not trading Lamar Jackson, but Lamar has to grow up. Yeah, Lamar has won 2 NFL MVPs, but, you know, Lamar falling asleep in meetings, like the video games, whatever, that's what kids do. And I know you could say, oh, well, he's a grown man. Like, I'm 31. I don't have a gaming system. I don't. I did when I was a kid. I don't anymore. If I'm hanging out with my friends and my friends say, oh, you want to go play Madden? Yeah, I would play Madden. I don't even remember the last time I played a video game, if I'm just being honest with you. The video game thing is not a big deal to me. You know, I know there's going to be some people that call up and go, you're an NFL quarterback. Start acting like it. You know, you shouldn't be playing video games. What are you, a 13-year-old kid? It's just the way that people were raised. It's like I grew up with a phone in my hand. What do you tell me? Don't be on Twitter. Don't be on Instagram. Don't be on TikTok. That's just how my generation was raised. The problem I have, though, in this article with Lamar is that he's falling asleep in team meetings. And if you have to practice in the afternoon because Lamar can't get up in the morning, well, that doesn't seem like a quarterback that you go win a Super Bowl with. But for the Jets right now, the goal is not to win a Super Bowl. The goal is to, like, make the postseason. That's what the goal is. You know, Rome wasn't built in one day. So even if Lamar has some flaws, Lamar has consistently been in the postseason. Lamar's consistently been one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I would roll the dice there if he is able to be had. But the other part of this story, and the other angle that I look at it, and it works into the New York Giants part of this, is maybe it's time to reset. And this one I think is more likely than Lamar. Is it time to reset in Baltimore with John Harbaugh? Harbaugh's under contract through 2028. Harbaugh is a damn good coach. Harbaugh would get a job tomorrow if he was fired by the Baltimore Ravens. But all good things must come to an end. And don't act there, and don't sit there and act like John Harbaugh is Vince Lombardi or John Harbaugh is Bill Belichick. Guy's a very good coach. Guy probably will be a Hall of Fame coach. But the guy has had an elite quarterback for the last 5 years, and what has he won? You know, I know we won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. But if the Patriots could get rid of Bill Belichick and the Eagles could get rid of Andy Reid, let me let you in on a little secret. The Baltimore Ravens can't get rid of John Harbaugh. They can. And his clock management has been abysmal. In big games, he does not perform well anymore. It is possible they get rid of him. Now, here would be the fascinating part about this. Would the Ravens try to get something for John Harbaugh? Would the Ravens put on the front and would the Ravens say, you know, I don't think Joe Shane's going to be the GM, but whoever, you know, ends up becoming the GM or the Maras, do they call the Ravens and they say, can we have John Harbaugh? And probably if the Ravens are a smart organization, they would say, we're not interested in getting rid of him and we're not going to move off of him. So you're going to have to really make us an offer that we can't refuse. And look at the Broncos. They give a first round pickup for Sean Payton. That's worked out. And they still also found their quarterback. So you could do both. And the Giants right now have who people believe can be a good quarterback in Jackson Dart. I'm not going to sit there and tell you that, oh, this guy's a franchise quarterback. He's a top six quarterback in the league. Like, he's a stud. I'm not going to do that. But he has showed some signs this year where he looks like he could be effective and it looks like you could do things with Jackson Dart. And that's one. Would you give up a first-round pick if you're the Giants? Obviously, you wouldn't give up the number one overall pick in the draft, but would you give a future first-round pick, or maybe you give up a two this year to go get John Harbaugh? But if the Ravens are even thinking about moving off of John Harbaugh, maybe they just fire him outright. Like, maybe this gets so contentious between the Ravens with Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh, and even though the article made it seem as if the choice would be, does Lamar going to stay or Lamar's going to go, maybe it ends up being Lamar goes to ownership. Lamar says, I don't want John Harbaugh anymore. It's time to reset. It's time to bring in a new coach. And maybe ownership goes, do we pick the coach or do we pick the player? And 9.9 times out of 10, guess who they usually pick? They pick the player over the coach. Like when the Nets back in the day had their issues with Jason Kidd and Byron Scott, who'd they pick? They pick Jason Kidd. When you look at the Knicks and who knows what issues happened in the last year when the Knicks went to the Eastern Conference Finals with Tom Thibodeau and some of those players, who'd they pick? Who got sent packing? It was Tom Thibodeau. And what are the Knicks right now? Almost 30 games into the season, they look like a championship team and they're 20-9. So the players are always more important than the coach. It's not belittling the coach. It's not making the coach insignificant. But Belichick used to say it all the time. Players win championships, coaches lose them. So it's wild as we sit on a Christmas day, Merry Christmas to all, that there is a world where maybe, the Ravens trade Lamar Jackson this offseason. If that's the case, the Jets should pounce. And there's also a world where the Ravens could trade or they could fire John Harbaugh this offseason. And if that's the case, the Giants should pounce. Can you see the Jets trading for Lamar Jackson? Can you see John Harbaugh coaching the New York Giants next year? 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.